Good morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Gulp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. I just have one thought. I am exhausted and I'm planning a vacation. And not just talking about it this time. I mean, I really need one. I feel like over the last couple of years, I've said, oh, I'm tired. But like, no. Like, this is next level. You know, my mom, she's declining pretty quickly here. This year, the fall, the hitting her head, the traumatic brain injury, and then she turned 87, and I just think the brain injury and the brain disease are advancing, and they're winning, and it's requiring more and more work from me, and, you know, the care I was giving before, you know, was also difficult, but this is extra, because you have to follow somebody around all the time, and hospice is great. If you hear the word hospice, know that you will get a ton of support. Unfortunately, that does not include a lot of bodies on the ground to help you. So you still have to do most of the work and have a team in place of people who help you. And it's challenging. I mean, it really is. And I'm tired. So I'm going to take some time off and, go someplace where I'm not somebody's caregiver. And what's interesting is I was talking to my mom's nurse, and she used the phrase caretaker. And I always use caregiver. And I just think it's an interesting distinction. I don't view myself as a caretaker. I guess that's a form of taking care of someone. But caregiver is more accurate because you're giving so much of yourself to see to this person's transition, that it's smooth, you know, that they don't have a lot of problems. And, you know, it's just overwhelmingly sad to watch my mom decline like this. And like I said, there's just no dignity or grace in it. And Americans need to learn how to die. They're so busy doing something evil with TikTok. I don't even know what the ban is about, other than I'm sure Amazon is frustrated that TikTok shop makes a lot of money. And I'm sure a lot of these governments are frustrated that people are telling the truth on TikTok, or their version of events on TikTok. You know, most countries want to keep everything, you know, on lock. So I'm sure because it's a Chinese-owned company, and people are like, well, China's not telling their secrets. They don't allow that, but they will allow, you know, people to talk about every other government. And there are people who are doing real journalism, like I've said. You know, they don't always get the names right, and they don't always have all the details to perfection, but they are researching and they are connecting dots, or at least throwing dots out there for us to connect. And I think that scares a lot of people. I think people are really shocked that a lot of young people are not buying into the pro-Israel message. I don't understand that conflict. It predates me by a ton of years. I don't have a huge commitment to either side. I do think Hamas was wrong to attack Israel. Israel should defend itself. But then it's like, you know, you hear the other side, and it's like, I don't know where does it stop when you're just defending yourself? And there's no balance in that conversation at all. Everything is just extreme. And then you've got people talking about, we'll do the ceasefire thing. Well, there was a ceasefire in place. Hamas didn't honor it. And I feel like Palestine and Hamas are all intertwined, and they shouldn't be. But, you know, you really get a different perspective when you watch it on TikTok. And then, you know, I think they're really shocked that so many people are furious with Israel, to be honest. And I think it took a lot of people for a loop. And now all of a sudden, all these Israeli lobbyists are basically sponsoring the TikTok ban. I just watched a video on it. So, I mean, it's not factual that they are the main reason that the band got so much traction this time, but when you look at it and you look at the evidence that this one guy laid out, it's pretty clear that they have a very they have a strong interest in seeing the messaging on TikTok change. And that's exactly what would happen. There's no way a bunch of millionaire pack groups would buy TikTok and it remain the bastion of information that it is now. No way. And so it makes me sad because I like learning things. And I was leery of all the stuff that TikTok gathers on you as you use their app. But the stuff I've learned from TikTok, health, education, history, I mean, it's like going to university, man. And I think it sucks that they want to ruin that. It's like wherever there's money, there's somebody who wants to be in control of it and they want power. And they just, wherever people are empowered, they just want to squash them like bugs. And it's just hard not to get discouraged about that. It really is. It's like people are learning things and trying to improve their health. And these testimonials are not fake. People, I bought shit off TikTok myself, like, oh, let me try it. If this is healthy, you know, because your doctor is not going to tell you what's healthy. They just write prescriptions. It big pharma, you know, and it's just so discouraging. As soon as like there's a bright light and it looks like people are learning things, then there's somebody who wants to control you and the way you think. So they got to come and squash it. And it's just ridiculous. So that's my two cents on that. NFL free agency is bananas. If you like football, you're really going to be on your toes this season. So Keenan Allen is now a Chicago Bear. I think they released Mike Williams. The Chargers are making a ton of changes. And I hope they're good. I really do. I like the Chargers. I've liked the Chargers since Kellen Winslow and Dan Fouts. But they just never could really take off and be that it team. So, I mean, the Chargers, I don't buy this Los Angeles Chargers bullshit, but if the Chargers could win a Super Bowl, that would be another franchise you'd just be happy for. You know, like the Cleveland Cavaliers finally winning a championship, or the Cleveland Browns, you know, they're just groups you root for because they haven't won shit in a long time, like Detroit. I was pulling for Detroit. But should be an interesting football season. You got Russ and Patrick Queen joining the Steelers. I think there was another Miami player joining the Steelers. You know, he's a defensive guy. I don't know this kid very well, but I was watching some of his highlights and I was like, oh yeah, I love the Steelers. I always have, and their defense is always formidable. It is. I mean, and they traded Deontay Johnson, which I'm shocked by that one. I don't know what's going on, but when Mike Tomlin moves away from you, he's seeing something. Because, I mean, Chase Claypool hasn't been the same. So, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to some competitive play from the Steelers. They're my evergreen franchise that I love. And it just hurts me when they're not good. Another weird thing I realized, the Oscars were on and I had no idea and didn't care. I think I care less now than I ever have. And I used to love the Oscars. I used to care about movies passionately, but they're just not very good right now. At least not to me. And I don't have a ton of time, so when I have time, I want something to knock my socks off. And there's not a lot of sock knockers out there. But anyway, I can't think of anything else. I'm excited about football. The world seems crazy. I want to be more optimistic, but I'll be honest, I'm probably just too tired to be too optimistic. But I am going to plan a vacation and I am going to take it, and it's going to be hell of expensive. And I just, at this point, I have to I have to be somewhere where I can just sit and not be a caregiver. Because I think this last stretch, and I do think we're entering the last stretch, is going to be really, really challenging. And probably going to have to figure out 24-hour care. It's sad. It really is sad. And, you know, if you love your relatives and you have to see them in this state, it's sad. It really is. You know, there's no dignity in this. And it's shameful. America is a shameful place. We have put a lot of energy on making money, and a lot of times that is a conflict for the dignity of its citizens. So that's just the way I feel about that. All right. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I mean, this time is flying, man. We're already at Friday, March the 15th. It's the middle of March. In typical St. Louis fashion, like I told you, our weather's insane. So yesterday was tornado warnings and sirens and thunderstorms all day. And now today I put my winter coat back on because it was pretty chilly outside. So I don't know. March brings it. And if there's things that you had planned to get done, you need to get them done and start doing things and be productive. And don't just be a person who's busy. Sometimes the busiest people aren't really productive. There is a difference between being busy and getting things done. Just like there's a difference between people... I forgot what I was going to say. But it's true. Oh, just like there's a difference between wanting things to be different, wanting a change, or versus wanting an improvement. Those are different things. And you have to be very specific with God. You can't just be like, I want things to change. They could change for the worse. You want things, you need to be clear. I want things to improve, and I want them to improve dramatically. You know, I want to see things going my way, and I want to be excited about my future. Things need to change, but they also need to dramatically improve. That's a more powerful statement than, oh God, please change this. Because it could change to something bad. And it's just like people who are busy all the time. They do a lot of shit, but they don't get anything finished. You know, starting 15 things and not finishing any of them is not impressive. I'd rather you be super focused on finishing one task and doing it to perfection than trying to do a million other things, you know? So, just is what it is. And this month is sailing by. So, yeah, it's been a long year for me already. I'll tell you, when my mom hit her head January 1st, man, that was bad news. No, it was the 3rd, because we had been having a good time. Like, the first and the second, we were laughing and telling jokes, and then it just went downhill after she fell. But one thing about her, she's a fighter. I know they got all these people talk about their loved one just listens to them and does what they say. My mom is not like that. She's like, you guys heard, she's screaming and yelling and punching, and she's strong. Like, that shit hurts. Ugh, she is fighting. And on the surface, it looks like she's fighting me, but I think, or whoever's taking care of her at the time, but really, she's fighting for her life. She wants her life back. And God damn, it's just sad, dude. It really is sad. And I don't know a lot of people who've seen this disease up close and personal who intend to just hang around till they lose their mind. I know I don't. And I'm unapologetic about it. There's no way I'm going to hang out and be like this. I don't even have kids to take care of me. So what am I going to do? Whose face am I going to shit in? I don't have a daughter. Yes, she has shit in my face. But anyway, I hope everybody's taking care of themselves so they won't have brain issues. I hope that you can find hope in a kind of hopeless world. There is a lot of shit going on, but you're alive, you're well, you have your health. If you have your health, then you ought to just be thankful no matter what. Go for a walk. Eat something healthy and delicious and tasty. Eat good food. Have a good conversation. You know, write a letter to somebody. I mean, there's so many good things you can do to ground yourself and get back to some sort of healthy state. But I'm telling you, I know how you can feel overwhelmed and the news is all grim and it's just some dark shit going on and you feel the presence of evil in the world. You can feel it. People have lost their minds. Listen, I feel like there's a lot of people shoving a lot of shit down your throat like it's all kind of these weird agendas. I'm okay. If people want to be transgender, that's on them. But I don't understand why everybody has to be transgender and why everything has to, like, why do we have to not just acknowledge it, but it's like we're supposed to openly embrace it because everybody, have you noticed how many people in Hollywood have a trans child? When you look at the statistics and the science, this is not a condition that is really that high. It's only like 2-3% of kids, and I might have that number wrong, but it's a very small percentage of children who actually want to change their genders. But there are, you know, obviously now all these organizations and stuff that's almost like pushing it on the kids. And then it's all pushing it on us to be like, yeah, great, transgender. Like, that's not, do you realize these people have to take these hormones for the rest of their lives? You don't think there's an agenda behind that? If you start hooking all these people on all these hormones that they have to buy for the rest of their lives, and you let them do this before they were 18, that's a lot of income. And don't think America's not that sinister that they wouldn't do that, because they would, and they're doing it every day. There's somebody doing something evil that you would never think another person would do every day. And that's the part where you have to learn how to find joy and peace in the world despite knowing that. And that's what makes you just a bad motherfucker. When you can see all this evil and all this power grabbing and all this control and still, you know, find a way to smile and have a good life, you know, because I don't think the country is designed for, I don't think the world is designed for people in it to be happy, because like I said, as soon as you find something that makes you happy, here comes somebody to try to squash it and control it, and because they want you to think like they think. And right now we are having a spiritual war because there are people who want you to believe the things that they believe, but still maintain the illusion of freedom of thought. But you are being indoctrinated right now, and so am I, in these little subtle ways. They give you the illusion of freedom, but you're not really free. The only way you can really be free is when you think your own thoughts. That's true freedom. And there are a lot of people out here who are not free at all. And we tend to overlook and ignore very real, serious danger because we've been indoctrinated. You know, as soon as somebody tries to tell you the truth, you'll see a headline that says that person is crazy. It's just like the Truman Show, which I think could be much better filmed today. It wasn't bad or anything. It just, they went for a happy movie. And I think if they made a dark Truman Show, it would be much more powerful and much more accurate, really, and realistic. Which you can see the director did not want to go in a dark direction. But he could have. And whoever would do that movie now should go dark, because we're in a dark space. But here's a good part. And I'm getting off because I know I said I was getting off a few minutes ago. The good part is you're the light. They want what you have. All these people who are out here grabbing power, trying to control you, trying to make you think like they think, they want what you have, which is your mind and your energy and your thoughts. They aren't happy. You are, though. when you're playing with your kids or you're going to school and learning something you didn't learn before, when you get a new bike, when you meet somebody that's amazing, that knocks your socks off, that's what they want. They want to harness that. So they can't really figure out how to do that, but they would rather control you and steal that energy from you and steal your light. You got to protect your light. You got to protect your light, which is very challenging to do in such a dark world. But I have faith in us. I really do. And if I can be optimistic, anybody can. If you knew what I did for a living, if I could share with you the details of what I do for a living, and the, you know, just you've had small glimpses into what it's like to be a caregiver for someone in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's. If I can be an optimist, anybody can. Because I have been going through it probably for the last 15 years. It's been hard. It's been hard, you know. But I'm still here, and I'm mostly optimistic, and I do feel free because I don't let anybody control my thoughts, and I never have. It's the best way to go. Be your best. Have an amazing day. Have a great weekend. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with your life. Just go out there and just be the fucking best, man. Have the best. Enjoy your life. We're not promised anything. All these people trying to wrestle control of you and your thoughts and your brain and your light. This could all be over tomorrow. And then the joke's really on them. Right? Because some of us are going up and some of us ain't. Take care of yourselves.